International Spotlight, Mexico. Tips and tricks for doing business in Mexico. On a recent trip to Mexico City, we got an in-depth look at how the Mexican formal and informal CE markets operate. Here's what we found, by Sam Hitt. Mexico is like the Wild West of retail, said my host Carlos Asensio, director of operations at the independent distribution company Esta Asia, in our car ride back to my hostel, located a block away from the iconic Templo Mayor. So many American businesses come down to Mexico expecting it to behave similar to the US, he went on to say. That simply isn't the case. We had just spent the previous 10 hours taking the train around the immense sprawl of Mexico City, which is North America's largest metropolitan center with 21 million people. This journey took us across the full gamut of Mexican consumer electronics retail, from open-air markets selling knockoff speakers and refurbished brand-name products, to upscale malls with the latest and greatest in audio equipment from the likes of Bowers & Wilkins and Macintosh. According to Statista, the size of the consumer electronics market in Mexico is $19.89 billion. On paper, this pales in comparison to the U.S. market, which weighs in at a whopping $144.5 billion. However, these figures likely greatly underestimate the true value of Mexican CE retail, because the statistics do not account for the impact of the robust informal market, which caters to the vast majority of the population that cannot afford to buy expensive brand-name products. The formal market. For those looking to do business in Mexico, understanding the immense income inequality is central to formulating a successful business strategy. According to the IMF, the richest 20% of households in Mexico have an income that is 10 times higher than the poorest 20% of households, which is an income gap that is roughly twice as large as the standard Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, member country. Therefore, most American brands will be looking to develop a strategy to engage with the top 20% of the population. To understand how the luxury consumer electronics retail industry operates, Asensio took me to one of the 27 Liverpool department stores scattered throughout Mexico. Comprised of 8 floors, the Liverpool we visited had an entire level devoted to consumer electronics. The department store plan featured a myriad of displays featuring big-name brands such as Samsung, Apple, Hisense, and Sony, as well as special listening rooms for luxury audio brands such as Macintosh and Bowers & Wilkins. However, instead of being organized based on category, like laptops, smartphones, and TVs, the store was organized based on brand. Furthermore, attached to each unique brand display was a sales representative supplied by a distributor who specialized in selling products from that brand. According to Asensio, this is an important dynamic for brands to be aware of, since it is the distributor, or the manufacturer, not the retailer, that will put the merchandise there for display. This relationship between distributor and retailer is unique, in that the brand and the distributor are essentially purchasing display real estate within the store. Therefore, at the end of the day, the responsibility is on the distributor and the brand, not the retailer, to sell products. The informal market. The average monthly income in Mexico, according to data procured by the analytics firm CEIC, is $618. To put that in perspective, on a monthly salary of $618, buying a baseball Hisense TV, which costs roughly $200, would eat up almost a third of your income. Therefore, for many Mexicans, such a purchase just isn't feasible. As a result, most people turn to the informal market to satisfy the vast majority of their consumer electronics needs. As Asensio and I walked around the massive open-air market in Tepito, where a street vendor is frying up shrimp empanadas, pressed in shoulder-to-shoulder with people selling piles of blenders and speakers, he turned to me and said, "If you want to get rich in Mexico, play the volume game." Tepito, a notoriously rough neighborhood in Mexico City, is truly a testament to the human entrepreneurial spirit. From the second you emerge from the train station, you are bombarded with sellers who have colonized every inch of ground while leaving just enough room for people to squeeze in between shops. Tepito is one of the central hubs of the Mexican informal market, and according to Asensio, it is where vendors from around the country come to buy knockoff and refurbished products in bulk. While official figures are hard to come by in regard to the informal market, he estimated that over the course of a year, some of the larger wholesale retailers in Tepito can make over $2 million in profit. So where do these products come from? If your first guess was China, you certainly wouldn't be wrong. However, a significant amount of the consumer electronics sold in Tepito also come from the U.S. This was a process that Asensio was able to diagram for me in great detail. since this company works on acquiring products from the U.S. for both the formal and informal markets. For example, a distributor in the U.S. may have excess or failed merchandise that is taking up valuable warehouse space. If the product can't be shipped to stores, it will contact companies such as Estee Asia to buy the containers for 20 cents on the dollar. The product will then be shipped down to Mexico and sold in bulk to wholesale retailers that can then turn around and sell the product to consumers at a highly discounted price. Moral of the story. The informal and formal consumer electronics market in Mexico holds a significant amount of potential for American brands that are willing to adapt their business strategy to the needs of the Mexican market. Arguably, the biggest thing for businesses to keep in mind is that it takes relationships to do business in Mexico. As a result, brands will benefit greatly from having a team of people with an in-depth knowledge of the Mexican market.